The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to The Barrington Show with your host Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guide to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, right to your host of The Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Barrington Show. Thank you for tuning in on this Sunday afternoon. It's not the greatest one we've had, but it's nice that we don't have snow yet. Thank you for joining the Barrington Show. You're listening to Barrington on RealityRadio101.com. Thank you for tuning in. We aim to raise you to a higher level of consciousness, to let you know that you're limitless, to let you know that all the tools that you need to accomplish everything that you want is within you. When we were created, we were given all the instructions, every single bit of it, as well as all the answers. What's happened to us over the years, we've taken on other information, we've emptied out our cup of wealth, knowledge, and everything else, and we refill it with something else. We are here to teach you or to guide you into finding that path, into reloading that cup with all the information, all the questions and the answers that you may have. Will you learn in this time how to tap into the source that guides you? This is the Barrington Show on Reality Radio 101. Thank you. Thank all my listeners, those who have been supporting us from day one, and they're still a part of the show, as well as the newcomers. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being a part of this. You will get the message. You are here because you are curious and you are trying to learn what it is like to live the best life, to understand that you're without limits. You are here, and it's not a coincidence. If you are searching, you understand that there is more. If you are listening and you're hearing this, you're curious as to what else. How can you go higher? You can never just float in life. You're either going up or you're going down. There is no set. And if you find yourself to be content with the position that you're in right now, you need to make an adjustment because you can't hover there. We grow as we go through life. As you take on this responsibility of being human being and you have a body, you have a responsibility to the body to take care and live the best self, to live your best, to be your best. You will never just hover. And please don't get content. There's always growth. There's more. There's a lot more to you. We're here to get you to that path. We open the door and invite you to step in, to find out what is the more, to find out that whatever situation that you're in, you're able to change it. The information that was given to us at birth, or we brought here with us, has told us, is telling us that all things are possible. Now, that information isn't lost, it's hidden. And we're trying to find or teach you how to find it, to get into that toolbox, to find out all the amazing tools that you have, and you can live your best self. That information is hidden within you. It's inside. If you find yourself searching out there for something, you're wasting time. All that you desire is within you. It's a great hiding spot from our creator, but the thought would have been that it's the most obvious spot that we will focus inside to find out who we are, what we're here for, what is our purpose, how do we guide ourselves, how do we get our instinctive information, how do we connect to the spiritual guide. That information is within you. All the questions that you've had or will have, the answers are within you. Turn that light that you're using to search and point it at you. All that you seek is within you. We're here to try to get you to understand how to look within, how to remove the camouflage, how to live your best self. This is the Barrington Show. Thank you for tuning in on a Sunday afternoon. Thanks to all the old listeners, longtime listeners, as well as the new listeners. Thank you for being there. Without you being there, I couldn't be here. And thank you for being a part of the show. Welcome, everybody. Welcome home. I had a great question thrown at me last week, just at the end of the show. And the question was asked, after this life, will we get all the answers? The answer to the question is, after this life has passed, the BS that was given to us will be lost, and the truth will remain. Yes, you will have all the answers. The BS will be lost. The camouflage, the way they're telling us to live, how we should love, how we should react to other people, interact with other people. And all these things are the great chase to accomplish something that is not necessary. All the answers will be presented to you once the BS has been removed. It was a great question. And yes, everybody will have that answer. However, you don't need to wait until this life is over. You don't need to wait until it's past. All the questions and all the answers, they're within you. Therefore, as you live in your body, as you're part of this journey, as you're in the physical self, you can learn how to tap into the spiritual world or make more of a connection with the spiritual world and get the answers while you're still here. Is there a heaven? Is there another place opposite to heaven? What is my purpose? Why am I here? What's the cause of it? Where did it begin? Will it end? The answers are all within you, and you could tap into it, and you could pray or meditate. And I've thought a lot about praying and meditating. I say they're both the same, because when you're doing either one, you're still connected to all that there is. You're making that that contact with the higher self. When you're praying to yourself. It's like the sticky note you will put in front of you, a reminder of what you want to accomplish. When you are praying to your higher self. If you're an older person and you prayed when you were younger, try to remember the prayers you had back in those days, in the younger days. And you may find that you're living the answer to the questions or to the prayer that you may have had. So you are actually praying to your higher self. You are praying to you. All the answers that we want, they're here. When you're praying, you're praying to yourself. Prayer is awesome, and so is meditation. For me, I find meditation more effective. You're not using words. You're just being still and allowing the information that exists to connect, or you to connect to that wisdom, that knowledge, that better self, that higher level of consciousness. You do this by emptying the mind. Don't have a thought, which is difficult to do. You will get one, two, three, maybe, but what you do is you don't follow them through. Let them pass through, and you continue to leave that open space in your mind, allowing the spiritual connection to happen. Your answers are there, waiting for you. Your answers are within you. Once we leave the body, you will realize, and unfortunately, because you're curious now, you won't be able to adjust anything, but once you leave the body, you will know the truth. But you can also attain that truth right now as you are in the body. I have said many times, you are not the body. The body is just your vehicle that gets you from point A to point B. When it gets too old or broken or diseased, you lay it down. You get another one. You start again. This is our journey. The information that is required is available. You do not have to wait until the end. You could do that now, or start to do that now. Live a humble life. Be true to yourself. Learn who you are. Wake up and realize that the information that was given to you in your early years may not be the truth. And is it serving you? Are you being told to preserve yourself for the next life? Then this one would be pointless. There's no point, in my eye, that you come here to prepare yourself to go somewhere else. Why wouldn't you just go there? When you're planning the vacation, you don't take a pre-vacation, you just do it. You just do it and get the experience while you're there. Unfortunately for a lot of us, we're misguided. We're told untruth or just BS. And we lose our path. We lose focus. You could retain, you could get that focus back. You could find out who you are. Go within yourself. Put the good ideas in your mind, and they will travel to the heart. The heart will deliver it to the soul. The soul is your connection to the spiritual existence. Never abandon you. It's there all the time. You just need to know how to get there. Look within. If you heard last week's show, I said, if you're hating, or you think you're hating, and you're feeling insecure, or you feel insecure, or lesser than another, chances are you are very far away from your spiritual guide, your spiritual connection. Move closer towards it. Clean out that house. Get rid of the unnecessary baggage. And find that once you're there, you will not fear anything. You will not feel a bit of insecurity. You won't be egoic. You will love everybody. There will be no time to hate. Those were taught to you. And when the ego kicks in somewhere around your fourth birthday or fifth birthday, it takes the reins and it just runs you for the rest of your life. And the ego is in charge. But that's not the case. You need to be in charge of you. Wake up. Just wake up. Take a step towards a better you. The better father you want to be, or mother, son or daughter, friend, employee, co-worker, all of it. Live or learn to live your best self. This is your birthright. Learn to understand that you are the one who's in control. Learn that where you stand today, it was your thoughts that brought you there. Where you want to be tomorrow, apply the same principles, same thought, same everything, and you will get there. If you are not feeling that confidence, you're a little bit too far away from the spiritual world, from the spiritual guide. We are taught to put our focus on something that is not real. Once you tap into the spiritual world and you're connected to that something, you'll understand. And yes, you will get all the answers and live your best self and not feel hate towards anyone, anything. And you'll appreciate life because you will then learn how blessed or fortunate you are that you have this opportunity to live a human life. It's a privilege for you to have this ability. Do not wait until it's too late for you not to enjoy it or get the best out of it. We all look back and say, boy, if I could go back 20 years, 30 years, all the changes I would make, the things I would do different. Well, here you are now. Open that door, refill the cup, throw away some of the luggage that you're carrying, baggage that you may have, animosity, hate, or insecurities that you may feel, and refill it. The fear will be gone. Your confidence will rise. Just wake up. Wake up. That's what we're talking about. Have we got any emails there?
Yes, we have three emails. And folks, if you're just tuning in, which we can see that you are, our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Please write to us if you have a question or comment for Barrington. He'd love to answer your question or comment. Patricia writes in. She says, I'm a new listener. Do you have a website? And that's from Patricia. Thank you, Patricia. Write us back if you don't mind. Tell us where you're listening from. RJ writes in and he says, love the show. So you're basically saying when we go and when we leave or when we die, whatever words we use, we will have the answers to all the questions we ever wanted to know about our life. That's from RJ. And lastly here, Angela writes in. She said, hello, Barrington. I listen to your show quite often. This is a little bit off topic, but since I believe you are broadcasting from the Toronto area and I live in the GTA, what do you think of this new rule, law, whatever it is, about a COVID passport? Do you agree or disagree? And that's Angela. And let me just check one more time here. And back to you, sir.
Okay. Angela, yes, we were in the same area, and the passports out there, it's coming, actually. They're talking about it, and I'm not fully surprised. You know, when I heard the news, I wasn't really surprised because I sort of saw that coming, not from a spiritual point, but just the fact of how our lives are. My views on it, I'm not for it. I'm not for it at all. But we are a part of this system. How could you be against it? You know, if it's what if it's what's necessary, we're going to have to comply. So my heart's not in it. My heart's not in getting the vaccination either. However, they're saying, the experts are saying, it is necessary. And if it is necessary and we're part of this system, we have no choice but to comply to it and take the path of least resistance. You could be the anti-vaxxers or the ones who don't want to have to carry a passport. But if you really think about it, you are carrying passports every single day, you know, when you drive your car or when you want to leave the country or when you wants to pay for something. You've got these cards or this booklet or something with you. We all do. And we've had that for years, and we've never really complained about it. So how is today any different? So they're going to add another dog tag to our necks, and so be it. My heart's not in it, but if it is what's necessary, then by all means, I have to step up and do what I need to do, what we must do. This is how I see that. I hope I answered that for you well, Angela. And thank you very much for calling. I appreciate that. Email, and I appreciate that. And other notes going on while we're on the COVID issue. Our numbers are going back up again, which was sort of expected. We've had a great summer, a lot more freedom than we've had in a year and a half, and we've enjoyed it. Now, we don't know where we stand with the lockdown, or is there going to be another one? The kids are going back to school on Tuesday, and things will change. We're seeing the numbers go up again, so we don't know where that is. As far as another lockdown, I don't think we need one, and I could see a lot of people would really be disappointed if we had to go into another lockdown again. However, we're a part of all of this, and we're going to have to learn to deal with it. I don't think COVID is going to be swept under the carpet anytime soon, and it's going to go away forever. I think we will have to make some adjustments and be prepared for it to be around for a very, very long time. And we may have to alter. We will, and we are altering our lives just to deal with it. When 9/11 happened, the whole airport experience changed, and we all complained about it. I did. Because going through the airport with three kids, man, it got really frustrating and hard. But however, we rose to the occasion. We put up with it. And here we are today thinking, it is what it is, and it's no big deal. So I think somewhere along the line, we will learn to be tolerant of our new visitor or guest or unwanted guest, if you want to call it that. But again, we are designed to survive. We will step up. We will deal with it. It will be a part of our life, maybe for a very long time, maybe forever. Who knows? But we're going to learn how to be tolerant of it. And the fear that we feel towards it right now is probably the fear of the unknown. When they talked about you have to go through the airport and take a scan, a body scan, take off your shoes and do all these things, we didn't like that. But again, we have to adjust, pretty much like we're going to have to adjust in the next couple of months to wearing warmer clothes or don't go out. You know, we have to adjust to all these things. That's our human quality. And we have the ability to do so. So if COVID stays with us for a very long time, we will learn how to be tolerant and be partners with it because, you know, we can't kick them out. We tried. It's not going anywhere. But we have to learn to do what is necessary. And this is part of being a part of the society that we live in. It's inevitable. The frustration too shall pass. AJ, all the answers you're asking about, will we get all the answers? The answers will, I don't know. We have the answers, but we're conflicted with, is it BS? You know, is that true or is this true? Where do we go? Is there up? Is there down? You know, is there a reincarnation? Do we come back? Well, those will be answered for you at the end of your journey. It doesn't have to be the end of the journey. You could get those answers now. If you learn how to meditate and tap into the meditation and live a very healthy life, keep your body at its prime, the answers is easy to come by the meditation, and you will know all of this. And there's a lot of people that walk on the planet today that have all these answers because they've done their work. You have to step up and do the work to learn how to get into that library if you want to, and learn that whatever it is that you seek, and the answers, and anything else, the wisdom, wealth, health, companionship, they're all available. You just need to know how to get into that box and find the answer that you're looking for. So to answer the question, yes, they will reveal themselves to you by the form of all the camouflage BS has been removed or eliminated. And what is left will be the truth. I said that earlier. I hope I answered your question I hope you're satisfied with that answer. Patricia, yes, we do have a website. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being a part of the show, and I hope you enjoy it. I hope you take the teachings and put it into your everyday life. And I hope the same for everyone. Just step up a little bit further, open that door a little bit wider, and just listen a little bit more clear. Pay attention, and you will get all the answers that you're looking for. So thank you for joining us. I hope that is going to feed everybody who's listening to us or has listened to us in the past, or they read the website, which is HEAMI BarringtonAwaken.com. HEAMI BarringtonAwaken.com. And that's where you'll find the information. We also have all the shows that are listed there. Today's show is about Who Are You? That's the name. And all the other shows are there. Most of them are labeled. We're going through them one by one and labeling them. So you could pick up on the one that you've missed or the one that you want to hear again, or some information that might help you to give you a pickup throughout the day. Just something that you will hear that you could click on and you could, you know, get through that frustrated moment, that traffic jam, that argument, that, you know, whatever the situation may be, something is going to be there for you, and tap into it. HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. Check it out. And there's a book, Awaken Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose. It teaches you how to get to finding out who you are, the road or the path that is required. Align you to your true purpose. Available to you at Amazon.com, Amazon.ca. Check it out. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Thank you for being a part of the show. We talked today about the questions, and we've had some questions ourselves about answers that is available to us. In order for us to get these answers, we have to find out who we are. And then by doing that, you'll learn your purpose. And doing that, it'll give you the encouragement to go further, to attain all the wisdom that you seek. We talk about praying and the differences between praying and meditation. For me, meditation works better. I'm not using any words. I'm not putting any special effort. I am just leaving myself blank and let the mind be empty. Once you become a good meditator and you've been doing it for quite a few years, you could do it anywhere. While you're soaking in the tub, while you're driving down the 401 or the highways, where while you're relaxing, while you're watching TV, you could put your state, your mind into that state where you're connected to the spiritual world, where the soul is closer and paying more attention and give you the guidance. If you ever find yourself in a little frustrated moment, you breathe, take it easy, relax, and ask that question within yourself. The answer comes to you shortly. The answer will come to you. How do I deal with this situation? What are the words that do I need? How do I be a good person when I'm going to do my job interview, or listen to the boss, read about your reviews, or whatever the situation may be? Empty the mind, relax a little bit, allow the answer to come to you. What you're doing is you're clearing out the cobwebs, if you call it that, and allow the spiritual guides to tell you what the answers are, to give you the information. How do I deal with this? Remember that when you are praying to a higher self. You are praying to yourselves. The prayer is you delivering a message to a higher, more consciously alert you, the higher level of consciousness. I urge you to wake up. Just wake up and take a good look at that. You are praying to yourself. So set the prayers for what you hope to achieve and see it in your mind's eye, and you must take an action towards it. Take the action towards it. Once the desire is there, the rest is easy. When you open your mind to meditate, you remove all the cluster and allow the truth to come into your existence. You're given more strength to the soul, the spiritual side, the spiritual part of you. I have said that you are a spiritual being living in a physical body. You are a spiritual being living in a physical body. You need to know how to use that spiritual part of you to the best of its ability. You need to know how to connect while you're in the body. Once we've left here, we've moved on, we've gone someplace else, we will return with a new body, but in the meantime, the one that you have right now will aid you into finding out the truth once you connect to the spiritual side. Spiritually, you connect to it, and that will be your guidance. That's the instructions. That's the instructions that was given, or you brought from birth. And in the process of all of it, we lose, in growing up, we lose some of the information. Don't you remember when your children were younger and they asked that why question every minute of every day? Because it didn't work with what they were familiar with. And they're relearning everything our way. So we answer those why questions to the best of our abilities. They didn't have those answers because it's not a part of their existence. And it's not because they're young or brand new. But they ask all these questions as to why, as we train them to live in this world. Thank goodness for all of us. We have visitors. The children that has come here now to teach us how to live and how to live in today's world. And as we've talked, as I've said earlier, the world is changing. So we need to adjust to the new changes. Word I lost before was indigo. The indigo children are here to guide us and teach us all how to live in today's world. And you could see spirituality is growing. It is a lot more prevalent today than it would have been 50 years ago. And more people are jumping on the spiritual wagon as they're letting go of what they were told when they were younger, maybe for generations, as to how life should be. And we're starting to realize it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Open your eyes. Wake up. Look within you. Find out who you are. Learn your purpose. The tools that is required to do all that is within you. Your information that you showed up with was in a cup, and along the way, we threw a lot of it out by taking in more. We're taking in something else. You've heard me say before, the more you take, the less you'll have. And what that really means is the more of that other information that you take on, the less of yourself, your personal information that you will have. The more you take, the less you have. And that also works with the physical. You want to take things from other people that doesn't belong to you. The more of their stuff that you take, the less of you you're going to have. You're refilling your cup with somebody else's information, which cannot be to the best of your interest. The more you take, the less you will have. Wake up. Wake up, everybody. Just wake up. Learn to connect yourself to your spiritual existence. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm simply saying open the door, look into it for yourself. If someone has told you or some group have told you that this is the wrong thing to do, question their motives. And how much is that costing you? And how has it benefited you in the past? Make you feel good? Great. Nobody has your information. Wake up. Open your eyes. Take a good look. Look at who you are. Examine self. Look within. We're all taught to look out there, to search out there for the answers. Every one of us were taught, look out there, look up, look down, look around. No, connect yourself. to the source that's already within you. You are just a breath that exists in the body that you carry on. Open that door. Open that door. You are just a breath. And the God that exists is you. A lot of people don't like me saying that, but we're all connected to this great wave. You are the God. And that's why you're praying to yourself. I've said you're praying to yourself. So yes, you are praying to God, but that's you. And the religious books that you read will say, we're all creators. We're created by the Most High. We're sons of the Most High, or daughters. So yeah, you are praying to God, but that God is you. And people don't like me saying that we're God because they feel they're separate or they're lesser or they're apart from. You're all one. You're all connected. We're all one. We're all one piece. If you think about it, you could see that all the waters in the world is connected to each other. We give them different names and different sections, but they're all connected. Once it floats up in the air, it mingles and mixes and it falls back where it falls back. But it's still all one. Just one, like us. And you are this spiritual being that is living in a physical body. Take good care of that body. I got to tell you that. Have we got anything else there?
We do. Let's see. Doug wrote in, and he says, I absolutely love the explanation about the passports. You know, I have a lot of arguments with friends and family about this, and I never really knew how to explain my feelings, even though I'm against it like you are. Wow, what an explanation. I'm going to use that. And that's from Doug complimenting you on your explanation about passports. Very nice. Greg writes in, he, am I, what is the meaning? Thank you. That's from Greg. And let's see here. Holly writes in, this is a two-part question. What do you mean by indigo children? And secondly, why are these people or children, as you call them, teachers? What do they teach us? You mean we don't learn from other people as adults or writings or teachings? It's from these children? Who are these kids? And that's from Holly. And back to you.
Okay. Holly. Wow. Indigo children. Somewhere, I think, in the 60s or... in the 60s, we had a new form of life on the planet, and we call it indigo children. A lot of us are here. And the reason for this is because life changes, and you need to add instructions to the change. And because life is forever changing, they're not children in the sense that they're 1 and 2 years old. I was more referring to the information that they bring forth. Eventually, those children will become grown adults, and their lifestyle and their methods and their teachings is going to be what we have to mimic in order for us to live and coexist on this planet. The whole idea is, if you can imagine many, many generations ago, or even centuries ago, there would have been a time where as a female, you couldn't say anything. As a minority, you couldn't say anything. You didn't have the right. You didn't have anything. And then eventually somebody will show up and change those rules. When there was injustice on the land, somebody showed up and changed those rules. When there's unfairness, when there is brutality, someone shows up and changed those rules. We call them messengers. Indigo children is here to deliver the messages to how we need to live from here on in. So it's changing, and the world's changing. So we have to change with it. You see, in November of 2012, I think everything changed, and we've moved from being governed by Pisces to go into being governed by Aquarius. And it's just a zodiac signs, which I don't talk about much. However, the new change is going to be here for the next 46,000 years, I was told. But you have to assume that when you have a new something, you need to have new instructions. The indigo children are here to guide us and teach us well. And their message is different than what we were familiar with. We, the human bodies, the human existence here before this new way of life. We have to adjust to what's coming. We have to adjust to what's new. If you're in a position at work and you want to get that promotion to the next level, you have to do some sort of adjusting, some studying. Something has to be done for you to go from point A to point B. For us to move on and to live collectively as one, one love, one group, one love movement, you have to make that adjustment. Others will show up here and teach us how to do it effectively. We need to connect to our spiritual guides, our spiritual existence, to learn or get the message or find the instructions. They're not children, as we would see children. And by the way, our kids are not lesser than us. They're just, you know, newer than we are. The information that they carry is just amazing. But we change it, and we try to bend it out of them, or we try to, you know, get them to live the way we've been living because we're so used to it. We're walking around with a pebble in our shoe, and at the same time, we're trying to convince our kids it's a cool thing to do. You should get one too. Well, think of how wrong that could be. This is a method that we use all the time. If we're changing, if we're teaching our children to live the life that we're living, we're not allowing them to develop themselves to be who they are. You must know by now, we have absolutely no control over the children. They choose us as parents for where they want to go. And they get up and they'll go. We're the bow and they're the arrow. Our job is just to get them in that right position and then off they go. we hope that focus or aim will let them fly high. But they've got their own destination. We have no control over their spirit, their soul, their life. We could do everything we want to do. And we could put them in this direction. But our job is just to get them ready. And they will leave. They will go. That's the life. It is what it is. And they're the teachers. Everybody you meet, and I'm still on the Holly topic because it's a big one. Everyone you meet was teaching you something. There's something for them to teach you. And you will look at that person in the ditch and says, wow, he's got nothing to teach me. Of course he does, or she. He's teaching them not to end up in the ditch. And this is how we got there. So we can't assume. You have to take a good look at the situation and assume that all the information that is coming from that person, and you will learn most by action and less by words. The person is teaching you something. We're all teachers. Every single one of us. We're teaching something to someone else. Just pay attention to the lesson. And yes, that guy that we may see laying in the ditch and act like a wino, he is teaching you something. He's going to teach you how not to get there. And I've talked about relatives of mine who has done an amazing job of teaching me what not to do. But that is life. Greg, you ask about he am I. H-E-A-M-I. That was given to me in meditation from a friend I like to call Smiley. And he says, I am you. You are me. We're one. We're the same. He am I. I am him. I am he. I suppose you could say she. But he am I. Saying, I am you. You are me. We are the same. I'm over here. You're over there. You're down there. You're somewhere around the world. But we're still connected to that great wave. I can't hear you because I haven't trained myself to. I can't see you, but I definitely can communicate with you because we're connected to the same source. When we talk about chakras, the sixth sense that is just above the head, you could call that the loudspeaker that makes a connection for us to the spiritual world. We're all connected. He am I is saying, I am you. You are me. Doug, I hope, I'm glad that you like the explanation. I try best to get everybody to understand what I'm trying to say because it's important. There's no need for me to speak a language that you're not understanding. So I do try to break it down as simple as I can. And I appreciate you saying that. And the passport is not going to do anything. You know, you don't have to carry another brick. You know, and we're all carrying something. Everybody. I think it's a law that you must have identification on you at all points. And I think at some point they said you also have to have money, enough money to get home. But as it is right now, we're all carrying something. And Thank you for saying all that. It's not going to change for us. And like you said, and I agree, or you agree with me, we're not for it, but we sort of need to comply to it because we're part of this. So thank you very much for that, Doug. You're listening to Barrington on realityradio101.com. There's a book out there, Awaken and Ascension Guide. It guides you to your true purpose. Check it out. You could get it from amazon.com. We talk a lot about spirituality. We're always talking about raising yourself to the higher level and to live your best self. That's our topic today. We want you to know who you are, and we'll put in the effort or take the time, asking you to take the time to make that adjustment for you. You've been a great person to everybody else in your social circle or everybody else around you, everybody else. You've given a lot of time to them. Is it the employer? Is it the partner? Is it the children, mom, dad, whatever, siblings? You're giving a lot of time to them, and we're asking you to give some time to you. Who are you to them? Your great son, your great father, your great sister, your great something to somebody. Who are you to you? What do you do for you? When do you take that time back to reflect on who you are? Remember, you are the greatest asset. Because if you don't have 100 to give, if you don't have 100, you can't give 100. You can't give me $5 out of three. It doesn't work. So we encourage you to wake up and be strong and be the best you. And in doing so, you'll be strong and be better to others. Wake up. Know who you are. Know thyself, and to your own self to be true. A path to get there, a method to get there, practice if it's not yours. Don't take it if it's not true. Don't say it. And if it's wrong and you're doing it, stop doing it. You're well on your way. You're living a humble life. You are more spiritually connected, or more aware of being spiritually connected. You get all the information. I was having a conversation today about not locking up my vehicle or my house. I walk away from it. I turn off the car, take the keys out, sometimes leave it in the ignition or drop it on the floor and just walk away. When I'm in danger of somebody taking my stuff or getting into my house, or I am alerted by the spiritual guides. And at that moment, I will listen, take the keys, lock the doors, and walk away. Because it's not my time. I pay attention and I listen. I am more spiritually connected, more awakened. I hear the messages and I just walk away. I've gotten outside and seen both windows of my car down and my keys are on the seat. My wallet sits on the dashboard. It's not what I practice, but it's the life I live. It is not mine. And if it was mine, I would be told to go change that situation, because you don't want to tempt anybody. This is how I do it. Tap into your spirituality. Learn who you are. Turn that focus inwardly. There's nothing out there that's going to change your life, that's going to give you that wisdom that you seek. Life has given us everything we need. Unfortunately, for a lot of us, we don't have enough time to get the proper information. Wake up. Open your eyes. Connect yourself to spiritual world, to the spiritual world. Connect yourself to spirituality. Get the best answers. Live the best life. There's another group out there, another source out there could offer you tangible proof of the existence. Because you have it within you and you practice it, you'll see the results. And you're not going into anything blindfolded. Your eyes are wide open. You're alert. You're at a higher level of consciousness. When you're praying to yourself. You are the God, so you're praying to yourself. It's hard for a lot of people to hear that, and they disbelieve it. And they'll roll their eyes and say, whatever. For those people, I said, try it. Try it. You will be guided. Your spiritual guide is there hasn't gone anywhere. You're never alone. They're always there with you every step of the way. Every step of the way. You're never alone. You've come with this instruction. You've come with the information. Somewhere along the journey, somebody told us something else. And when we were at that fork in the road at a very young mind, we were told to go this way instead of just following your path. And we step off our path. We lose our focus. We start hating ourselves, hating others, feeling lesser about ourselves. Give up on who we are to live a life for someone else. Your life is yours. Your time here was a choice made by you. Your purpose is yours and it's valid. And everybody that exists here, we're all the same. You were baked in a cake and mixed all the ingredients that makes you who you are. Everybody gets the same portion. Everyone gets the same portion. And if you want to know what ingredients that was used, well, you have to look within. You have to look inside. You have to look within. You must look inside. Look inside. Wake up and know who you are. Connect yourself to your spiritual existence. Connect yourself to your spiritual world. Connect yourself to the information that's going to give you the opportunity to live your best self. Wake up. You owe it to yourself to spend that 5 minutes or 3 minutes to start your meditating practice. And when you get good at it, you extend that time. Eventually, it will call you. And you'll find that you're spending a lot more time doing that and less time wasting valuable time. Wake up is what we aim to do here. You need to empty out your cup. You need to refill it. You need to get the answers. Know thyself. Know who you are. Live your best life. It's your obligation. Have we got anything else there, Gary?
One more email came in. His name is Ron, and he says, Barrington, I have an excellent idea for your next book. It should be called What Not to Do, and give all the examples of everything you talk about. Have pages and pages of things what not to do. Those are great life lessons. And that's from Ron.
That's actually quite funny. But thank you, Ron. I appreciate that. What not to do. That would be interesting. That would be a good read. What not to do. Wow. But I find that it would be just as conflicting as if I were to write what to do. Because we can all assume that we don't want to do this. Because the truth to us is relevance to what makes our lives better. Right. If we think this is going to be good or positive to us, we choose it as truth. And if we think it's not going to, it's a waste of time. We choose that as BS. We label it as BS. But we pick in everything we do. We pick what we believe to be truth because it's beneficial. You know, I wouldn't necessarily go pick that I'm ugly. I don't think I want to do that, or I'm not going to pass this course. I'm not going to do all this. And I'm going off topic about you saying what not to do. The information is already out there. I appreciate that. That's a great book. I'm not going to tell you I'm going to look into it. Probably won't look into it. But thank you for that, Ron. It's amazing. And for all of us, for everybody, we already know what not to do. We just need to be clear about it. And a lot of people are pulling us in different direction as to convince us that their method of life for me is the best one. That's what people do. If you're not following their steps, if they picked something that is positive and you didn't pick it, by all means, they're suggesting that you're wrong. And what do? They try to rope you in to their path, into the journey. But no, some people are teachers And yes, according to Ron, they do teach you what not to do. And you must pay attention to the action of the person who's delivering the message. Watch the action of the person who's delivering the message, because that's the true message. You learn more by the action than you do by the words. The actions are consistent and they've come from a good place. So watch this person's action, people's action, group's action. Are they following the life that they're preaching you to follow? They're telling you to go this way. Are they going there? They're telling you to live this way. Are they living that way? They're telling you to follow these rules. We had the same thing with our premier a while back that was telling us one thing, and he was doing something completely different. Hey, you know, what does that teach you? Yeah, you got to deliver a message where your actions matches the words. Other than that, it'll become very confusing. But I will tell you, just pay closer attention to the person delivering or people groups delivering the message and see if the action that they take towards that is consistent or in line with the words that they're using. Some people are just full of it. And that's what they do. They tell you a story to benefit themselves. They tell you a lie because they feel better about it. Watch their actions. Is this person who's delivering that message the most honest person? Trustworthy. Thank you very much for that. You're listening to Barrington on the Reality Radio 101.com. Thank you for being a part of us. We talk about spirituality. We talk about living well. We talk about getting you in the best place and teaching you how to live your best self. We talk about being compassionate or loving towards each other, to people in general, everybody that exists, every man that walks the planet, everybody has the same quality within them. They're just feeding some people the wrong wolf, if you call it that. But there's the two that's in you, one's good, one's bad. That's by definition, because another person's good isn't necessarily the same good for someone else. We choose our own path. Choose it wisely. Be careful of what you're hoping for, because you know it's coming. Like spitting in the sky, it's coming back. Throwing a boomerang, it's coming back. Throwing up bad thoughts, it's coming back. Well, throw out good thoughts, and they will come back to you, and you will benefit from it. And when you're making a prayer, you're praying to your higher self. So where you want to see yourself in 20 years, the prayer would be good to start today. Or meditation. Look back 20 years ago, if you're able, and see how you what the prayers, what we were praying for back then, and how much you're living it today. You are your higher self. You are your creator. Nobody out there is coming to rescue you. Nobody is coming to rescue. Nobody has your message for you. Find your own. Plant yourself in that spot that's going to deliver all the information that you require. I thank everybody for joining us on this Sunday afternoon. Thank all the listeners, my longtime listeners, everybody out there. I'm wishing you, it's Labor Day weekend here in Canada. And we're having a good time. I'm at home. I'm living a good life. But for everybody, have a safe and happy weekend. Be kind to each other. Take care of yourself. Eat healthy foods. Make better choices. Learn to tap into your own source and live your best self. If you're finding that you're vindictive and mean towards others, you're just crying out for attention because you're too far removed from the true self. Hate was taught. It was taught to you. Why? We're not sure. But it's not that way. Somebody has convinced you to walk around the rest of your life with a pebble in your shoe. And you're so used to it, you think it's normal. Well, I'll tell you one thing. If you remove it, I'm guaranteeing you, you're going to feel much better. Thank you, everybody. We've come to the end of the show. We appreciate you being there. Stay tuned for the next one next week, same time. And you're listening to Barrington. Have a very pleasant week.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.